afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
This is
Crack the Box.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Cars, top viewers, and 2373 Vegas.
Bruce Larson, USA 1.
Frankie Econo.
Heavy Underclass.
Up Paddy Wagon.
Baruta.
Don Shoemaker Stratus.
Marina Machine.
Radici and Wise.
Art Arfon.
GB Tommy Imo.
A Jade Grenade.
Big Daddy Don Garland.
And a guy and a girl will each win a 73 Vegas set up by New England Speed Equipment, Brighton Avenue, Alston.
Willys.
Jets.
Pro Stocks.
Funnies.
Jewelers.
Including Big Daddy Don Garland.
Maybe you'll win one of the Vegas.
Come early.
New England Dragway, Route 101, Epping, New Hampshire.
Sunday!
Of a fire, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps try to catch a woman next week. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You bet. Across 110th Street, you can find it all in the street. Ooh. I got one more thing I'd like to talk to y'all about right now. There's a better way out. Shorting that coke, shooting that dope man you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell if without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let the junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby. Across 110th Street, you can find it all.
Well, what? I feel about you. hey everybody, how you doing? It's Chris, this is Strike the Box. Quickie version this week. Wish I could say I'm still rested and relaxed after a week's vacation. But Monday came and, it's, you know, back to the usual grind. Anyway, we just finished up there with some The Mal Thursday Quintet with Don't Want You Either, which is the B-side of a digital single they had. The A-side was called The Other Side of This Life. Mal was nice enough to send me a couple of songs last week, this week. I lose track. One of them being High Flying Bird, which I think I'm going to play next week. I just can't squeeze it in this week. And we'll talk more probably about that next week. Anyways, we started things off with some of the Dogmatics with I Love Rock and Roll, which you can get off of the Rumbar Boston Blowout CD out, I believe, tomorrow. Because tomorrow night, starting at 6 p.m., is going to be the Rumbar Boston Blowout with Watts, the Dogmatics, the Dents, and Stop Calling Me Frank. And that's going to be at the Once at the Boynton Yards in Somerville on South Street. So make sure you check that out. It is tomorrow night, starting at 6 p.m. sharp. If you get your tickets now before Friday, you can get them for $15. At the door, day of show is $20. So make sure, again, Rumbar Boston Blowout starting tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Watts, the Dogmatics, the Dents, and Stop Calling Me Frank. We also had some Across 110th Street song there from Bobby Womack back in 1973. Again, it's a quickie version. I got some new music from Red on Red Records coming up next.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
While waiting for her husband, Don, to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, She turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine. Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, No anchovies, please.
Go Dutch treat, you were sweet. Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all.
Step right up, Queen of Hollywood Heights, keep me in the stone.
Roxetta Jones from the Peppermint Kicks, which you can find on their new LP, which is going to be released tomorrow on Rumbar Records, called the Peppermint Kicks. But if you go check it out now, you'll be able to get a couple of singles off of that LP. So make sure you check out the Peppermint Kicks on Rumbar Records. We also had some new music from Red on Red Records. We heard Quest for Tuna. Quest for Tuna is Jay Allen, Mark Gilmore, Justine Colvault, and Evan Seashore with their brand new song, She Can't Surf, But She Sure Can Bowl. Again, you can find that on Red Records. Thanks to Justine for sending that along. And if I'm playing a song about bowling, you gotta follow it up with No Anchovies Please by the Jay Giles Band, which is, you can get that off the Love Stinks LP, released back in 1980. Followed up with some Donka Shane, I Don't Know Why, by Wayne Newton, released back in 1963. I just was in the mood, I guess you could say. And The Tubes with She's a Beauty, released back in 1983. And you got to do some reading on the background of that song. It's pretty interesting. And I got that off of a compilation I just bought the other day, The Tubes, the Definite Recording, 75 to 85, because I don't really have any of their hits. I just have one live LP that I play over and over. Anyways, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. It's the quickie version this week. Hopefully you're enjoying. We're like halfway done already. Time sure does fly. Anyways, let me get back to some music. But first, I got to give you a public service announcement.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You ain't got a leg to stand on. You ain't
real good underneath the bar lights. She drives a new Thunderbird, owns a stack of credit cards. Yeah, she parties real cool, she parties real hard. I've been to Bakersfield twice and four county fairs, but I never seen a woman like that anywheres. Oh, those nights in Fillmore, who could ask for anything more? I saw you dancing in the heat, you threw my love right out on the street. A cowpunk, oh, that girl's much too tough. Thank you.
guess who? It is me! Oh, but pardonnez-moi, but permit me to introduce you myself. I am Pepe Le Pew, your lover!
Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
David's Ford by Dean Landau. New music by Dean. You can find that on his Bandcamp page, Dean Landau Music. Make sure you check it out. Dean Landau did most of everything on that song except for the drumming. Craig Randall did the drums. But again, brand new music. Please check it out. It's a wicked cool song. That's why we've played it 2 weeks in a row. But we started things off with some Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers with Ain't Got a Leg to Stand On. You can find that on in their LP called Tremblin' from the Dirty Water label. And big thanks to Bill Kelly for sending that along. Thank you, Bill. Some Scott Goddard with Cowpunk from 1984. You can find it either on his album called Your Fool or the Enigma Variations, which was a bunch of music that the Enigma label released back in the 80s. We had the Preacher's version of Who Do You Love, a song originally done by Bo Diddley. They did it, I believe, 1965, 64, somewhere around there. You can find it off of the Moonglow label. Label from Hollywood, California. The Crystals with Then He Kissed Me from 1963. Thought it was a little appropriate there with in between Who Do You Love and some Pepe Le Pew. Oh, can you... Did we write Pepe Le Pew off? Are we not supposed to talk about him anymore? Poor Pepe. Leave the guy alone. Come on, he's from France. Anyways, I'm Chris's Strike the Box. We get back some music. We're running out of time here.
Heartaches felt no longer lonely. Nights of waiting finally won me happiness that's all rolled up in you. And now with you as inspiration, I look toward a destination sunny, bright, that once before was blue. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. So take my hand, I'll start my journey, free from all the helpless worry that besets a man when he's alone. More strength is mine when we're together, and with you I know I'll never have to pass the high road for the low. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me.
Play, Magic Finger. Yee-haw! Oh, kick it, Luther.
sky and said, I'm such a lucky girl to have you here, to hold my hand, to open up my little world.
Big man,
you know what you did.
Big man,
on the barrel head.
Big man,
bad money makes the world. To learn. I fell asleep once by the fire, but it was not my turn. No, she took a drink out of the hose. She put the fire out. She wrapped me up in a blanket, boys, and kissed me goodnight on the mouth. Oh, you know what you did.
On the third, bring hose with them. We'll have them tie into engine two, engine three. Have the other companies report to me in front of the building with hooks.
On the orders of Assistant Chief Major, the third alarm box 328.
Yeah.
That means I gotta get my stuff and collect it up and get out of here because my time is up.